All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And today I want to cover a couple subjects, mainly two. Number one, we have entered the 2024 election cycle, and this is beyond anything that I myself have ever seen in my lifetime. All right, now, we've had the 2019-2020 election cycle, where we had cities literally being burned to the ground, all kinds of other chaos. We had the Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
Take a break, Nicaragua. Take the Everly Brothers with you. Come on, get out of here.
And all of that violence took place, and the mainstream media and the powers that be heaped all of that destruction and violence on the radical right. We know that's a lie. In fact, they've been doing this for quite some time when it comes to any type of actual violence. Let's just say they always find a way, rhyme or reason, to lump it onto this white nationalism or the far right crazies, whatever. One of the main reasons you're seeing the left do this is because they really haven't had any rational platform to run on, I would say, in probably two decades. Like, literally, the Democrats have been in power by promising little tidbits and snippets to the downtrodden, the minorities of this country, promising them the leg up to help them out, only to have that help never given, or is given in little dribs and drabs, which is the equivalent of useless. And they keep falling for it. And people keep voting for this craziness.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
I think after 2020, after the shenanigans with the election, you can call it whatever you want. Statistically speaking, it's virtually impossible for what happened to have happened on that day. All right, now on top of that, we have all of our media outlets owned by six corporations, and they've been piping in elevator music to influence you for quite some time. And we're starting to see the effects of this. We saw it in 2019, 2020, with all of the riots and the craziness. We've had individuals who support MAGA get attacked simply for supporting it. I'm going to be honest, a lot of the patterns that we're seeing take place today are very similar to what happened within 3 to 5 years prior to the first Civil War. And it's very similar to what happened in the Spanish Civil War prior to World War II. Let's just face it, any Civil War, any two-way rifle range taking place within a country is a horrific sight, and I don't want to see it happen. I would like to see calmer heads prevail, and hopefully we'll be able to get beyond this and get back to, a modicum of civility. Let's just put it that way. Now,
do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand, and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
I typically don't like to get involved in internet beef, so I'm not going to get personal with this particular person. If and when I should ever meet this person face to face, I will deliver those personal opinions to his face directly, because that is how men do business. Now, this individual's name is Destiny. He was the individual who was with a sex worker and got divorced. He had no prenup. And a lot of people are blaming, his tirade he had on the Piers Morgan show and what he said in regards to the individuals who were wounded and killed at the attempted Trump assassination. let's just face it, those comments, in my opinion, were absolutely reprehensible. There's all kinds of calls out there for this individual to be demonetized and deplatformed and censored. But I will say this. I do not support canceling or censoring anyone at all for any reason other than child porn and direct calls for violence. Now, with that being said, I'm just going to be honest here. We are entering a time of great trials and tribulations. Even if Trump survives and does get elected, I have a feeling that we're going to have BlackRock and several of the other huge hedge funds who are using our own retirement funds against us to pull the rug out from our economy and tank us, which is a country-ending event if not handled correctly. But I have a feeling we're going to see violence no matter who wins this election or not, because the rifts have been dug too deep and the camps have already lit the war fires and they're just waiting for the grand excuse for it all to begin. And this is Destiny here. I'm not going to really go into a huge amount of detail because I do not want I don't want to get a strike for this. This is, you know, from the Piers Morgan Uncensored, so I'm just going to, this is the douchebag speaking right here. Just going to let it run for a few seconds so you can get a feel for this.
You couldn't find it in your heart to chastise people for celebrating the near assassination of a man who was president of the United States and maybe again?
Absolutely not. Conservatives have completely bled that well dry. And the idea that they, after engaging in the most divisive and most extreme rhetoric that this country has seen in recent history.
You can watch that whole interview for yourself. But he basically is doing the exact same thing the progressives and the left have done. They're packaging all of this and putting it on the right. This is not going to end well for anyone. In fact, just here in my state, let me pull it up here, an 80-year-old man basically putting up a Trump sign on his yard was struck and ran over by somebody with Trump derangement syndrome on an ATV, and this 80-year-old man is in critical condition in the hospital. And he has a brain bleed and some other pretty significant injuries. At 80 years old, chances are he is not going to ever recover, if not die in the hospital. All right, now it was a 22-year-old kid who did this, and apparently the police found him after he had self-deleted. I am never for self-deletion in regards to situations like this, but it is what it is. We're going to see more of this violence, people basically reacting to the moment in the heat of anger, hatred, or emotion, whatever you want to call it, and they will do stupid things like this.
Goddamn pus-faced little pimp stick.
This is basically a young hothead going off the rails and doing something completely fucking stupid, and we're going to see more of this, especially when you have rallies and counter rallies, and that is nothing but a recipe for all kinds of craziness to take place.
Useless scumlap and shitbag.
I've been following this for a while, and the Antifa guys, when they show up to counter rallies or what have you, they come equipped. We're talking gas masks, clubs, brass knuckles, bear spray, you name it. And then they have a smorgasbord of NGOs that actually give logistical support for these counter-protesters, be it Antifa or BLM. All right, so the powers that be, the alphabet agencies that I'm sure are going to watch this, and I I get it. You are. It's totally cool. But they don't seem to understand, or maybe they do. I don't really know their mindset. But an infrastructure is in place already for the left to mobilize and commit violence on a much larger scale than anything on the right at this time. You know, I keep my ear to the ground. I talk to a lot of people. I run a podcast. I cover various different subjects. And I have not come across anything on the right that even comes close to what the progressives and the left has put together. They literally have enough NGOs to flood this country full of illegal immigrants. The president is using the U.S. military and some civil affairs assets, many of whom I know personally, who have gone to various countries to assist in this flow of illegals. Now, this is just rumor control. I have nothing in writing. But let's just say you don't have the numbers coming across the southern border without a whole lot of support, because this world is cruel. Traveling is grueling, and in those environments down there, if you're not supported with food, water, shelter, what have you, you will more than likely
die.
The young men of military age who know how to live off the land and do what they got to do, they can make that journey, and many of them have. We've seen it in the numbers, especially the crime stats that have been taking place in the cities that still participate in that. And it's getting out of hand. This is going to get stupid in a monumental way. And we literally have a foreign army already in this country. All that they really need is just to hand them weapons, which are plentiful in this country. Hope, and I'm glad they are. But the infrastructure is already in place. They have the men of fighting age coming across the border. We've got a breakdown in law, order, and an upside-down way of enforcing the laws, which, in my opinion, they are not, or they're selectively doing so. This is not an accident. This is not an oversight. This is done on purpose. Period. Now, this next one is Trump rally shooting victims, Pennsylvania firefighter killed, and two local residents wounded. This is the guy who was shot in the head by a .223 round fired inside of 150 meters. It was either the second or third round fired at former President Donald Trump. I hope that this GoFundMe goes viral and his family gets more than enough funds to see for their needs for the foreseeable future. But let's face it, he was a loving father, and they would much rather have him around than the money. That's my take on it from the interviews I watched that were done with his widow and I believe one of his children. I don't know what network that was on. I only saw it in passing. But it's a horrible situation. Let's just be honest here. Alrighty. Now, this took place in 2020. This is Wikipedia. I try not to use this as a be-all, end-all source because anyone could put their fingers in there and screw with it. And you don't know if they washed their hands before they took a dump or not. You never know what's left behind. But this is another shooting of an, American supporter of the far-right group Patriot Prayer was shot and killed participating in a caravan which drove through Portland, Oregon, displaying banners supporting Donald Trump. The individual, Michael Reinol, I think that's his name, if I'm butchering it, I don't care. He was shot and killed shortly thereafter, and it is what it is. Now, we need to be mindful here because law enforcement can only really do so much, especially when their hands are tied by politics locally, statewide, or federal wide. All right. When and if this violence becomes a regular occurrence, they will no longer be able to control it. And once that happens, it is going to get radically out of hand very quickly. All right. Now, I am making this video simply to try to tone down this craziness and point a finger at some of the people who are actually making this happen or making it worse, i.e. the mainstream media and i.e. Progressive leftoid individuals on the left calling this craziness out. Now, don't get me wrong, this is going to be a very emotionally charged time of history, especially for this country. And I myself get worked up a little bit, and I try to stay away from inflammatory statements such as this. But I do, you know, will quote historic stuff that has happened in the past that is very similar or almost exactly like what's happening today. Again, just a recap. I don't want to see people censored. I don't want to see people canceled. You have to know what your enemy is thinking and speaking. Plain and simple. When they're making a mistake, don't stop them. And the same thing goes for the people on the right. The wackos on the right who are over the top crazy. They should be allowed to say and express their opinions as they see fit. And then all the people in, you know, the middle can make their own judgments. You don't want to have people pigeonholed or plotting and scheming in a small cauldron, because at some point that will explode and it'll be a problem. You have to be able to identify the wackos from the beginning, keep an eye on them, and see if they're actually going to get out of hand. And you cannot do that by canceling people and censoring them into the Stone Age. Plain and simple. And as for Destiny, I severely disapprove of his attitude and the comments that he said. I think they're absolutely reprehensible. Perhaps the universe and karma will have a powwow with him in the future. I will have no hand in it. I will take no pleasure in anything negative that does come his way. It's just not how I operate. It is what it is. So you guys, take it easy. Scale it back from 10 to 8. Do not react with emotion, anger, or hatred. It will do nothing but drive you to ruin.